Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Mr. James B. Talking Hair live, Exhale Salon. What's up, my people? You just tuning in? We're talking about what's going on in the shop. We just talking about what's going on in your shop, salon, or barbershop. You know what I'm saying? We just want to know what's going on. We just want to know why things are happening and what is happening. If you feel like talking, call in. 914-803-4273. Talking Hair, Mr. James B. Now, right now, what I feel like is going on in the shop today is a lot of non-customer service. Non-customer service, the stylist or barber really not caring too much about what's going on in the shop. Talk live today about it. If you want to talk about it, you can call in. If you want to tune in, just tune in and listen. But it's important to get in the conversation, so we appreciate if you call in. Let's talk hair. But today's topic, salons and barbershops. What is really going on? Talking Hair with Mr. James B. At Exhale Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile. You can come on down, sit in on us. Talking Hair, Mr. James B. You can also catch us on Blog Talk Radio and Ustream. And you can check me out on Facebook, Mr. James B. That's one whole word, J-A-Y-M-E-S-B. Mr. James B. Talking Hair. I ain't saying I know everything, but I know enough. Business and hair. Now, today we'll be talking about what's going on in the shop. We're sitting up here at the shop at Exhale Salon. We got a being clean in the shop. We're going to start it off with just being clean. A lot of people still will go to your barber and or stylist because you like how they do hair, but bottom line, they still want a nice, clean shop. Do you agree, people? Let me know. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Instagram, Mr. James B. That's J-A-Y-M-E-S. Or Facebook at Mr. James B. Mr. James B. One whole word. Now, you can make your comments on there, or you can call in at 914-803-4273, and you'll get me or Cody. Now, we're talking about just what's going on in the shop these days. We see a lot of dirty shops. We see a lot of people not keeping their equipment clean, not coming in on time, not even showing up. Now, we ain't talking about just the customers or the stylist or the barbershop. We're talking about both today as well. Now, don't get me wrong. You got some customers who feel like since they've been coming to the shop for so long, they're friends and, you know, they can do whatever in the shop or whatever like that. But that's not cool. That's not how I go. You're still a customer. Let me treat you like a customer. So, go with the rules of the shop. And if you want to, Keisha, you can stop that. If you want to, you know, we can talk about how you need to be treated and how you should be treated in the shop. Now, kids, that's how your kids sit down. You know, if you got a kid coming to the shop, you know your kid don't sit down good. Stay with them. Be aware. And no eating. If you're eating in the shop, please have a place to eat for your customers. Don't have eating all around, as well as the stylist. Me included, Mr. James B. has done it before. Don't be eating all over the customer's head. I was eating just some chips because I had some missed meal cramps one day doing some little girl head. She turned around to me, told me, could I please stop eating? I couldn't believe it. I had to stop. She the customer. She said, please, she didn't want no chips in her wrap. Mr. James B., like I'm going to put some chips in her wrap. But she told me that as a customer, and I had to respect that. Hold on, wacky, some of this good old delicious tea my sister made. Ah, check her out. Miss D's Teas, coming to you from Detroit. Detroit's only sweet tea, and to make a diabetic person. But let's get back to talking about what's going on in the shop, business or hangout. Now, if you're treating it like a business, let's get a customer something that they need. More than they expect just the normal shop. We have a continental breakfast we can do. You have discounts you can give. referral plan discount. Referral plan discount is you bring so many customers to me, you get something free. The barbers usually do 10 cuts, your 11th free or 9, your 10th free, or, you know, me, myself, Mr. James B. If you bring in so many customers to me, I will put you on my referral program, my VIP program, which means if you ever need my services, at the drop of a hat, I'm there for you. 911, funerals, whatever, going out of town, priority. As well as for every, if you want to, every 5 customers you bring me, you get a free hairdo. Every 5 customers that you bring me, you get a free hairdo. Now, or we can go with $5 off per customer up to $40. It's however you want to do it. That makes the customers feel like they appreciate it and they're getting something out of the deal. But let's get back to, you know, what's really going on in the shop today. And sitting in with me is my cool person today, my girl, the receptionist of the shop, Keisha. Keisha, what you feel like be going on in these shops that they should do better? Let the people know. We just talking hair. Mr. James B., Exhale the Line. What's going on, Keisha?
Hi, I'm Keisha. I'm the reception at Exhale Beauty Salon. I feel like if you are a hairstylist, you should always try to keep your station clean, because by me being a customer and I'm looking, I'm coming in, I might want my hair done. And if your station not kept together, I'm not going to choose you so quick.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. So stylists, you know, be aware of how your station looks. Even if you're a bad stylist, you can be busy. That's where those assistants and those PSAs come in. You have to let them know, hey, could you, you know, clean this up for me? You know, that's how they make their tips, how they learn. They get to, you know, be next to you. So that when they're next to you, let them help out a little bit. Clean up as well as you, the stylist. Be aware of your surroundings, all that hair on the floor. Hair on the floor, you can slip and fall. My boy Goldie right now is in a cast because he just slipped and fell on some hair. It can happen. You don't want to be on 1,000 Ways to Die, people. I tell you that right now. That's Mr. James B. cracking the funny. But all jokes aside, you can get hurt by slipping and falling on that hair. But all jokes aside, again, let's keep those areas clean. And that's just going out to the stylist. What do you think the customers can do as far as, you know, what are they bringing to the shop? Don't be no bad customer overall, you know. If you know you got a bad kid that don't sit down good, be aware of it as a parent. Be there. Sit your kid down. We ain't saying your kid can't cry. You got a whole bunch of first haircuts or, you know, pressing out. Kid ain't going to sit still. I'm with that. I'm used to that. That's just part of the game. You as a stylist, you understand. And, you know, be aware of that as well as, you know, you can accept it. Don't get mad, frustrated, don't want it. You know, don't come back here no more. Your kid can't sit down. That's part of it, you know, the game. They're getting used to it. But, again, that's Mr. James B. Don't be a bad customer. And you as a stylist, keep the station clean, be on time. What else can we get these people out here? Keisha?
Yes, what we can give them, if the customer come in and they get service provided and they're not happy with their service, I feel like they shouldn't get an attitude. They should, you know, let the stylist know, hey, I'm not satisfied with this. You know, say it in a nice way. And I feel like every stylist should be understand correct the problem.
That is a good one, Keisha. I like that one. That's why you my girl. That's Keisha. I'm going to miss her when she's going. She's going down south for more education. She should be back probably smarter and better. Come on back to us, Keisha. But that is true if that does happen. Not saying your style didn't come out nice. Not saying you as a stylist didn't do a good job. Y'all just might not have meeting in his mind. She might not like that curl. She might not like that wave. But you as the customer and you as a stylist, y'all can come to some kind of happy medium where, you know, okay, baby, well, I know I got a lot of people right now. Come back tomorrow or I hit you up next week or your next do is free. I'd have had that happen to Mr. James B. a couple times. I say you rock that style, okay? If you don't get at least 5 to 10, oh, your hair look nice, I'll definitely do your hair again for free. But overall, if you really don't like it and it's messed up, yeah, I will straighten it out. I will adjust it, anything to make you happy. You are the customer. Let's understand that as the barbers, the stylist, the cosmetologist, whatever you want to call yourself nowadays. But that was a good statement that you made there, Miss Keisha. Yeah, because I've seen them getting mad, like, what you mean my hair ain't all strong? They're like, yeah, you sort of messed her hair up. That's what she means. She means that ain't what she wanted. That's what she means. But you, the stylist or the customer, y'all don't have to take it so to the heart. You know, I understand people a little sensitive about their work, as well as the customer a little sensitive about having to wear it all funny looking like that. So let's just come together and like, hey, next time, you know, could you lay it down a little bit more, put a little bit more spritz on it, shine it up, whatever you need to do, stay the customer, they're paying you, so it can be done. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, we just here at XL Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile in Gratiot. And if you ever need our services, we are here. Walk-in is our welcome. Mr. James B., XL Salon. Take me out on Facebook and Instagram. That's Mr. James B., MRJAYMES, one whole word, B. Okay? Now, let's get back to talking about what is really going on in these shops. Stylists out there, how are you putting yourself out there? Now, word of mouth is good. Business cards is good. But your work, that speaks for itself. You can be a good stylist, and nobody can never know about you because you're not saying anything. You're not spreading the word out. Your people not really talking about it. And I'm going to just tell you, you as a bad customer, when you don't share that somebody, a good stylist did your hair to a point where you don't want everybody going to your stylist, that's not good for us. We live off of that word of mouth. So be a good customer and tell somebody who really did your hair. Don't be so selfish. Don't be selfish. That means you want to be paying double. Then if we charge you double because you only come in so often, you know, don't be mad. Oh, you need more customers. Well, tell somebody about me. That's right, my girl teacher said. That's right. We just up here, XL Salon, talking hair, Mr. James B. We go on every Tuesday, three times a month, talking hair. You can call in at 914-803-4273. That's right. XL Salon, just come on down. You can sit in on a show on Tuesday. We usually go on at 12 or 12:30. Today we was running a little late. Mr. James B. had a customer, so I had to finish up my customer. Then we went live. So you ever want to come on down, talking hair, sitting in, and if you're getting service in the shop, that's a little bonus for you. That's right. You get to really see what's going on in the shop and see how we do handle stuff live here at XL Salon. But let's get back to what's really going on in the shop. Did you ever been in the shop and they just was like really wild?
Yes, I have. You know, when they really loud and rude, they, you know, using all type of profanity, and, you know, you just feel uncomfortable. You know, the atmosphere in a shop should be a peaceful atmosphere where you enjoy coming, getting your service, because you're paying for a service. You're not paying for all this loud
hoorah. Hoorah. That's what we're going to call it. We're going to call it hoorah. You ain't paying for all that. And don't get me wrong. Me, Mr. James B., I like to keep it entertaining, a little jokey here and there, but overall, it is a business, and let's run it like such. Don't get me wrong again. I done worked in different shops where we can get a little ruthless in the mouth, but she is right. Let's watch how we talk to each other around here as well. You know, what you wear. Barbers, I know we be slipping sometimes. You come in, and it be all ass out. Don't get me wrong. Ow, man, if you say that, bagging is cool, you know, but when you have other stylists that do older women hair and they have to see that, and you know, she look at you like, you know, why is that little boy got his booty all out? And you, the barber, got to make some kind of explanation for that when you shouldn't have to. You, the customer, come in like a respectable person, get your hair done, and I ain't saying you gotta go put on a suit or anything, but, you know, you want to come out of the house looking at least decent. I know you're coming to get your hair done, but I ain't changed nothing about the body. You can still wear some decent clothes. You know, you don't have to look like a bowl of sauerkraut, you know, when we coming in. That's Mr. James B., XL Salon. In case you didn't know, we got something new to the staff. I don't know if you ever been out to Eastland Mall or Northland Mall. We do have a new member to our staff. Sam, She's the eyebrow threading girl you might have seen out of Eastland. Come on to XL Salon and get it threaded. That's right, Sav. We talking about you today. If you hear this, Sav, Mr. James B. put you out there at XL Salon. Threading is now available here at the X, and it's all about the X. So, Keisha, when it comes to these bad customers, how can we, as the stylist, say something?
Like, if you got a customer that's already coming in and they already frustrated because of something that may occur in their life on the outside, you can kind of talk to them and calm them down and say, well, I understand you might be going through something, but just sit down and, you know, make them feel comfortable. Make them feel like whatever they went through on the outside, make them just feel like all that's been lifted off of them. Sometimes you could just your mannerism, your appearance, your demeanor towards a person can make a person forget about every bad situation they done been through. You know, you could smile at a person, the way you talk to a person. It's all about how your approach is with your customer to make them feel comfortable, to make them lighten up and feel eased in a place.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, a lot of times you can be a little wild.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that person, a good shampoo, that's one thing the barbers don't really get a chance to do. A good shampoo and or good conversation. You know, I don't even mind if we talk of religion. That's one thing they told us in cosmetology school. Religion and politics is not something good we talked about in the shop. So we try to stay away from that. But being in the D, certain topics, I do believe, that just come up. And, you know, you don't want to get into a person. You make people all riled. We'll keep it calm and docile in the shop. That's the way I see it. You know, other than that, you know, you just BSing around. But you want it to be calm, docile, have a little fun, nice music, you know, something playing on the TV. And, you know, it's all about the business. Be talking about hair more than anything in the barbershop or salon. Be talking about hair, you know, or product, something that's going to make their hair, skin, eyebrows, something grow and, you know, and color. That's what you need to be talking about. That's enough to keep them busy. Start talking about those things and something that you already know about. So if you're seeing somebody, you know, come in and with a bad day, you the stylist, go ahead and keep it personal, you know. Hey, what's going on? They're going to tell you, you know, because we hear it. We the stylist. And, you know, try to make them feel better. Be sympathetic, you know, but don't be all, you know, you don't want to be a brown noser, but, you know, want to be sympathetic. Hey, I'm sorry to hear about whatever happened. XL Salon, we are not only touch hair, we touch lives. That's one of our mottos here. So whenever we are with somebody and we're talking to them, we didn't do so much graduations. We didn't just put smiles on people's faces for weddings. I get so many thank you, James, on my Facebook page about their hair and their service here at XL Salon. And I'm just really surprised, and I'm happy to hear about that. So let's just keep it going. One of my girls, I'd like to give a lot of love out to our Facebook hair and stylists out there. Y'all really doing y'all thing. I'm going to come up with a segment where I give y'all love out here on the show. So if you're doing something real hot out there, I'm going to put it out there. Hair show, whether you're doing something out there as far as the cancer, giving back to your community, whatever area you live in, hit Mr. James B. up on my Facebook page. That's Mr. James B., one whole word, J-A-Y-M-E-S-B. And let me know what you're doing out there. Barber, or hit me up, or hit me up into my hair group, Hair Care 101, or for you barbers, Just Cutting Up. That's my page. So, you know, if you're doing some bad styles or you're cutting up some nice hair, you can go to Just Cutting Up. That's one of my pages. Or Hair Care 101, that's one of my pages. And let me know. I'm going to have this on there. Tune in, listen, let me know. For every question that's asked, we will answer them next week on Tuesday. So whatever the topic of the show is, tune in, let's talk about it. We didn't really get no callers in today, but we did get a good show. Me and Keisha, we sitting up here at XL Salon. That's 14875 East 8 Mile Road, right across from DTE. You can come in here after you leave, go pay your gas bill. On the corner, we have Sprint, and we have the nail shop. So you can find us right across down the street from White Castle. Come on down. You know, if you bring some of them White Castle burgers, James, be a sweet tea. Love them sweet teas, baby. Miss Keisha brings me one every morning, man. I'll be needing that. It's like crack. But, you know, we just have fun in the shop. You know, you want to have, and your salon and or barbershop, want to be able to give back to your community. Whether it's like, you know, coach for kids, shoes for shorty. Mr. James B. going to start putting out these challenges and see how many people are really talking about they get money out here, they doing something for the community. We really going to see when I roll in there, I challenge you in a hair battle or a cut-off battle. We really going to see who really want to be something out here. So when I come, that's Mr. James B. I'm going to have my jousting outfit on. I'm going to be challenging y'all, salons and barbers and stylists. So we talking about what's going on in the shop today, business or hangout. So what do you think the salons are more, he said, business or hangout?
It's I can speak on behalf of Exhale Beauty Salon. It's more about business here. You know, you come in, you get your service. It's all about servicing the customer timely manner so they're not waiting long because people have things they need to do. They might have a hot day at night. They don't want to be sitting here 5 or 6 hours waiting on a hairdo.
I've definitely seen that. And don't get me wrong. We expect y'all to wait a little bit between, like, when things are happening in the city, white parties, black parties, some comedian in town, a concert. You know, we might get bum rushed because everybody's trying to get out, and I expect that. But what also you should expect is a little wait. But other than that, if you have an appointment, you actually made an appointment, yes, you should be in the chair and out within a matter of time. I agree. That is true because you do have other stuff to do, but do not believe and do not think we, the stylists and or barbers, do not have a life too. Respect that and we'll respect you. We got 4 minutes left on our show. This is Mr. James B. talking here, Exhale Salon, Mr. James B. Keisha just kicking it, talking about what's really going on in the shop today. Now, Ms. Keisha say, you know, Exhale Salon is all about the business, but we do like to give back to the community. We do like several things that we give back. Matter of fact, we got one of our programs right now, Safe Sex Program. We got condoms willy-nilly. You can just take them, young and old. Nobody wants the STD. That's worse. That is so bad. We all joke about it, you know, condoms, this, this, and this, but they will save your life. That's Mr. James B. That's my PSA on Safe Sex. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying don't make a baby every time. We also want you to be safe out there. But we also sell hair. We have Brazilian, Milky Way, Indian, and we do sew-in. We have a Tuesday, Wednesday special, $100, sew-in special. Any other time, slightly higher. But we do have our specials, and we do sell the hair. That's XL Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile. And next time, if you want to call in, you call in. Our number is 914-8. So we're going to wrap up our show just talking about what's going on in salons today as far as business and as far as hanging out. Don't really mind you hanging out. If you're friends with the stylist, but respect the area. Don't be in their face if they got a customer. Try to wait in the waiting area. You don't really want to be right in their face because, you know, if you're a top-heavy girl, you got a big booty, that lady or guy might not want to see that. Now, don't get me wrong. Mr. James B. wouldn't mind you sitting right there and kicking it with me, but don't be in the customer's face. That's one thing that they wouldn't appreciate. And you, as a customer, really wouldn't appreciate it yourself. So let's have respect out there for one another. What do you say there, Ms. Keisha?
I agree with everything Mr. James B. said. I enjoyed being on the radio this morning. So
that's what's up. We're going to call this a show. And tune in next Tuesday. We'll be talking about what's a good topic. You know what? I'm going to think of some. But I would like for my listener audience to call in or hit me up on my Facebook page. What would be a good topic for next week? Talking here with Mr. James B. and my co-host, Goldie. Goldie's a little under the weather right now. I had to carry the show by myself, but Ms. Keisha sat in with me. And I'd like to say thank you, Ms. Keisha, for sitting in with us. Exhale Salon, we not only touch hair, we touch lives. That's Exhale Salon, 14875 East 8 Mile, live on the air, talking hair, Mr. James B. And we're out.
Thanks, Ben James. I got to be more prepared. You kind of got me off guard, James. I didn't know you was going to have me on the radio today. But it was good, though. At least we did it.
Yeah, I like you.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even...